We have been here in Washington this week dealing with the budget for America. The budget that we put forward this week strengthens our economy, creates jobs here at home, and it will keep America safe. From my point of view, it is a smart, fiscally disciplined budget. It will help put our economy back on track, and it will bring our budget into balance by the year 2012. We have highlighted a number of issues in this budget that are important. One, defense and veterans. Our budget provides $48.2 billion in 2009 for veterans programs, including medical care. That represents a $3.2 billion increase over the president's budget and is in line with the independent budget that was provided by the veteran services organizations. Secondly, on energy, the budget that we have provided has a $2 billion amount for the Department of Energy for efficiency and renewable energy programs. And among other items, it will fund NREL at an increase of $738 million above the president's budget. We also have included in this budget a proposed amendment by Senator Enzi from Wyoming and I. That amendment would reserve the would reverse the administration's unilateral reduction in payments to states for mineral revenues generated on federal lands. And finally, we, in this budget, reject the president's cuts to payment in lieu of taxes, which are so important for rural America and which fund 57 out of our 64 counties in the state of Colorado. We are holding our energy summit in Colorado, and we will have the Secretary of Energy, Sam Bodman, attend the conference and give a keynote speech on the new energy frontier that we are facing in America and in the American West. Everyone who looks at Colorado and the West is now seeing new solar, wind, and biofuel projects sprouting up in rural communities all over our state. As I go back to Colorado this next week, I will be spending time in a number of different places looking at new energy initiatives that we are spearheading in Colorado. I will be visiting Fort Carson and meeting with General Graham to address veterans issues and transition issues from DOD over to the VA. But while I'm there, I also will take time to look at the solar energy array, which is a 2-megawatt ground-mounted solar photovoltaic system that has the potential to produce energy for up to 500 homes. I also will be speaking at the Colorado Solar Energy Industries Association in Fort Collins. I'll visit Front Range Fuels in Adams County, which is the company that's on the verge of developing the new technology for cellulosic ethanol. And we will then complete the week with the New Frontiers in Energy Summit in 2008 with Secretary Bodman. You know, the proposal that we have has an amendment which Senator Baucus and I have offered. And that amendment addresses a whole host of important middle-class tax cuts. Those tax cuts include a permanent extension of the 10% income tax bracket, a permanent extension of the increased refundable child tax credit, a permanent marriage penalty tax relief, permanent extension of the tax credit for child care expenses, and a permanent extension of the increased adoption tax credit. So we've included in here a host of middle-class tax cuts that we believe should be made permanent. I strongly object to the president's view that the CIA and other agencies can engage in waterboarding and other kinds of practices that are not included in the military field manual. It seems to me that the constraints and guidance that we provide to our military are just as applicable and should be good standards that should apply to any one of our American personnel, no matter what agency they happen to work for.